One of the first objects I found for the Art HX project was a pamphlet telling the story of the McCoy twins, two enslaved black women from North Carolina who were conjoined at the lower back. Often referred to as the Carolina twins, Millie and Christina McCoy were born in North Carolina during the mid-19th century to an enslaved mother. Because they were conjoined, they were sold quite young and put on display throughout their infancy, childhood, and adulthood. After the end of slavery in the United States, they continued to be exhibited in what were called freak shows and sideshows across the southern U.S. and elsewhere. They even traveled to Britain, where they met then-monarch Queen Victoria. The story of the McCoy twins highlights the ways the normative bodies of enslaved people were valued for labor and production. Those with non-normative bodies were often used for financial gain in other ways, such as the exhibitions the McCoys were shown in. This pamphlet and the depiction of the McCoys on the cover and frontispiece highlight the critical importance of considering ability and disability as we study the institution of slavery in the Americas and the myriad experiences of enslaved people. The pamphlet also underscores the wide-ranging approaches enslavers took to ensure they financially benefited from the bodies of the enslaved, and how influential their designations of normative and non-normative were. And it prompts questions about how these medical, scientific, and social taxonomies even influence our contemporary world, a world too often shaped by considerations of bodies based on notions of health and worth.